The PSNI have issued a warning to anyone considering taking part in the so-called killer clown craze. This is all over the papers, some really horrific pictures as well. Now, yesterday, police patrolled a Ballymoney school just days after children claimed they were terrorised by a knife-wielding clown in a public park in the town. It follows a Coleraine school closing its doors for a short time on Friday because of fears that were raised due to posts on social media. The prank involves people dressing up as clowns to deliberately scare or intimidate members of the public. And it is thought that this fad began in America and has now spread around the world. I'm joined now by DUP MLA Mervyn Storey. Good morning, Mervyn.
Good morning, Vinny.
And UUP Councillor Daryl Wilson. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Vinny.
Daryl, it's quite concerning, this. I know some people must think this is amusing in some way.
Unfortunately, they do, Vinny. And I think it's getting to the stage now where it's beyond the joke. And it's turning into threats and intimidation, which is having implications throughout the community. So that's why we're urging those responsible for these actions to actually think and then in turn stop doing what they're doing.
Because, Mervyn, this is something that if people have no intent to actually hurt someone, it's difficult to process that if someone dressed like a complete maniac comes running at you or appears in a park wielding a knife.
Yes, and I think too that the fact that the innocency of something which children have grown up wanting to enjoy, a clown, has now been turned into something very sinister. And we've heard stories, and I've been speaking to both the principals of the two schools, Ballymoney High School and Dalriada, and obviously it has caused grave concern to parents and to pupils in those schools because of the actions of people who, in a conversation which I've had this morning with the police, we need to ensure that they are making every effort via social media. And social media, in regards to this, is a curse. And they need to be tracked down and they need to be dealt with because they have inflicted fear in communities, in Kalibaki, in Coleraine, in Ballymoney, and in other parts. And I think that this is totally irresponsible. And those, it may be seen as an innocent prank, but we are now dealing with a very serious situation and other incidents that have taken place that schools are now having to deal with as a result of the actions of people who are totally and absolutely irresponsible.
It could as well be, Mervyn, that this is young people, kids messing about.
Well, if it is, it needs to be brought to an end because it is totally, you know, allowing children to play about is one thing, but allowing them to post on social media, something I don't get involved too much on social media, and of course this is one good reason why, but when you see today some of the pictures that are associated with killer clowns, there's nothing innocent about that. There's nothing that could be in any way seen as that's just children having a prank. That's very sinister. You see posts in terms of knives and other implements.
Of course.
I just think that is totally and absolutely unacceptable.
I guess my point was, Mervyn, that maybe young people or kids wouldn't really be aware of how silly, ridiculous and how much danger they're putting themselves at for prosecution apart from anything else. Because let's face it, someone could see this and they could think, well, I'm about to be attacked, so I'm going to attack you.
Yeah, and that's right. And we are aware of, you know, young people who have, you know, taken this very seriously and are concerned about their own safety. And you don't know where that would lead to.
Tell me, Mervyn, about the incidents that you're aware of. You mentioned there in Ballymoney. What happened as far as you're aware?
Well, basically last Friday there were posts on social media and as a result of that...
And what do those posts say?
Well, that, you know, there would be the killer clown would appear. And obviously when Dalriada was particularly named as a school, that they were going to be outside the school. On Friday, I think there was a time given. And so the time was thankfully after the schools were closed. So, but having that said, the staff and the police took action to ensure that pupils were safe. But yesterday, when this was posted in terms of naming the school, and it was at a time when the school was open, I think the school rightly took the decision in consultation with the police that they couldn't ignore it. Because obviously there have been posts of this person appearing in a local park, in Riverside Park, with a knife.
Just want to bring in Daryl Wilson for a second there. Daryl, this is something that there's no way to get around saying this is a just complete waste of police resources when they are called out to these incidents because the schools or wherever it might be happening, there's deep concern.
It's a massive drain on police resources, and I think it's quite clear to put the message out there to those who are responsible. And I do firmly believe it's young teenage boys who think this is only a joke or a prank. But crime in the virtual world or crime on Facebook is the same as crime in the real world. And there are implications, and they could end up with a criminal record. And I think, as Mervyn says as well, is correct. These people are putting themselves in harm's way. We now see statuses on social media where people are saying, we're going to go out looking for these clowns and we're going to do X, Y and Z. So we're, it's at the stage we're beyond the joke. Someone's going to get seriously hurt, and that's the danger here. The people who are responsible are putting themselves in severe danger as well.
Thank you very much, Darrell. Mervyn, just before you go, we had Naomi Long on the programme this morning, who, of course, is running for leader of the Alliance Party, and she's been quite scathing in an interview in the Belfast Telegraph today, and calling the DUP, the party, sneering and contemptuous, having a bit of a pop at Arlene, saying that Arlene Foster's temper regularly frays at the dispatch box. your thoughts on that?
Well, I think, I hope that... Naomi's not falling into the take the Trump line in terms of her leadership contest. You know, really, Naomi's going to have to recognise and realise she has internal difficulties and challenges if she's going to be the leader of the Alliance Party, and trying to sort of create a diversion and blame and attack the DUP, it's not really going to help her cause to become the leader of one of the parties of opposition. So I think that, you know, Naomi needs to recognise that there is now a different political dispensation in the Assembly, and there's an onus on us all to ensure that whether we're in government or in opposition, that we keep the focus on the main things. And the main things are employment, the economy, education and health. And I think whether it's sniping or whether it's these allegations that Naomi's making this morning, I think they're only a distraction away from the main issue.
Do you think, though, has Naomi struck a nerve to an extent? We did the story, and within minutes the DUP had sent us a statement saying that this was a puerile attack on Mrs. Foster.
No, I don't think it's hit a nerve. It's us
responding. But the party could have ignored it.
Well, they could have ignored it, but they decided, because this is someone who is wanting to be the leader of one of the parties of opposition, then obviously it deserved a response. And I think that Naomi, along with the other parties in the opposition, need to recognise that. I think that what they should do is concentrate on becoming a more effective opposition, and that might give them more relevance, as opposed to trying to get involved in a personal slanging match.
Okay, Mervyn, sorry, thank you very much. We're talking about killer clowns at the moment on the programme, or had been. Obviously, that was a slight sidestep there. Jim Wilson's on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Vinnie.
Go ahead.
Well, Vinnie, I was watching the Northern Ireland match the other night with my young grandson, Joshua. He's 11 years of age, and when he came over to me, he started talking to me about these killer clowns, and obviously I think he picked it up on YouTube. And he was absolutely terrified. He only lives across the back from me, and I seen him looking outside the window about half a dozen times, and it really perturbed me, so it did. And then my younger...
Jim, are you on a hands-free, Jim?
Yes.
Can you come off it? Are you driving?
No, but hold on, put me on this other thing. I'm not driving, no.
If this was Stephen, I'm not sure it would happen if it was Stephen. Stephen would be going mad. Can you hear me now, Jim?
Yes, I can hear you better now.
That's better. Go ahead, Jim.
No, well, and then, you know, my younger grandson, he's just 3.5, young Bobby, and he came in 2 nights ago, and he started saying about seeing it in the papers, and he'd heard people saying about killer clowns, and he said to his mother the other night, says, well, they come into my bedrooms and get me. Well, see these idiots that are running about and thinking this is a joke and a prank? They're disturbing young children, who in future life these things could really terrify.
There is that issue we mentioned earlier, Jim, that regardless of what age the people that are doing this are, but there's a thought that they're quite young, but they're putting themselves in danger of being attacked, because if someone comes at you, or someone is standing in your garden, or, you know, appears standing holding a knife dressed as a killer clown, you might feel like you need to defend yourself and attack them.
Absolutely, but it's a fear factor too. There's it's a psychology that's happening to young children. and something we're not sort of talking about. Young children are looking at this and maybe seeing this on YouTube and thinking, as soon as they see, when I seen a clown as a child, it was supposed to be a happy time to see a clown. Now children are looking at clowns and they're seeing them as people who could take their life or could harm you or hurt you. You know, and, you know, I would advise anyone to see anybody of these idiots from inform the police right away and let them know, because this has to stop. It's creating too much hassle for young children.
Okay. All right, Jim, thank you very much.